I've written several pieces about it. I got to interview folks that were actually underground the night that the mine exploded. 118 miners killed, December the 21st, 1951, the last shift prior to the Christmas shutdown, and it happened on a Friday night. Some of the gripping stories that I recall was that at Christmas time, talked to one guy who was a pallbearer for 8 funerals on Christmas Eve. They had to get these folks buried. In 89, I believe, of the miners of the 118 were from Franklin County. Largest loss of life in Franklin County to this day in history. It's a tragedy beyond measure, but I think, as in most tragedies, there's always a light that shines or a silver lining. Many, many coal mining laws, because of that explosion, many, many coal mining laws were implemented. John L. Lewis, the president of UMWA, actually was in West Frankfort the day after the explosion, went underground in the mine, was in Congress 60 days later, and they changed it. There was many mining laws that were implemented by Congress to save lives later on. So while there were 118 miners lost that night, it was just an unbelievable story where they set up a morgue in the junior high school, and I talked to many of the miners that went to identify their loved ones laying on gym floors, burn up, and it was just a terrible, terrible tragedy, and one that I think needs to be recalled. It needs to be recalled and never, ever forgotten, that 1951 coal mine disaster.
And did it start, I guess, methane gas?
Methane gas, so many miners that were underground, that were young miners. The average age was about 38 years old of all the miners underground that night. And, the number of widows that were left behind, the number of orphan children that were left behind, and just a real tragedy. And I think Bob will attest to it. The folks in Franklin County, many of them will never, ever forget that. The generation after generation, those stories are passed on.
Absolutely. It's part of our heritage.